Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, T2B family, my Tears the Breakthrough family. Good morning. This is your Sunday morning inspiration session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so excited that you have joined me this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning, 7 a.m., amen. I know many of you are getting ready to go to church. You're getting ready to go to your place of worship, and I don't want to hold you long, but I have a word for you this morning. You know, we have to have faith in God. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what you're hoping for this morning. You know, you have to have faith in God. And, you know, and it's not enough to just have faith in God, but we have to have faith in God with an expectation. So faith with expectation, which means that, yes, we have faith in God, but then we're saying that through our faith, we're expecting God to move on our behalf, you know? And so I think many times we say we have faith in God, but and we pray about things, we fast about things, but we don't actually expect God to move. I want to encourage you today to not just pray, to not just have faith, to not just fast, but to add expectation to that. You know, we have to expect God, expect that he's going to do those things that he said he's going to do. God has made us some promises, family. He's made us promises, and he's not like man. He's not a man that he would lie. He is absolutely not. He will do what he says he will do. Amen. And he will do what he said he would do. Amen. And so I want you to think about that as we start the program. You know how I like to start off with praise and worship. And so just open your hearts, open your minds, take a deep, deep breath. I want you to take three deep breaths and just breathe in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen, and breathe out anything that doesn't look like him, that doesn't sound like him, that doesn't feel like him, because we're going in today and we're going in with expectation. We're going in with faith today and expectation, amen. We're going to expect God to do that which he said he would do, amen. So breathe in as we go to praise and worship. Just breathe. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, and here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here, you just don't want them, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have them. Bring it to him again. And now, I'm Lord, put out. Once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hand and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. I need you, Lord. without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
It's the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
It's the air.
Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Sometimes you just have to take some deep breaths and breathe in the ruah breath of God. Amen. Amen. If you just joined us this morning, I am Carolyn Ritter Watson, your host, and this is your Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in and join us. If you would like to call in and chime in, do so at area code 347-237-5083. That's 347 area code 237-5083. Just call in and chime in. Amen. Today we're talking about faith and expectation in God. That's right, faith and expectation in God. It's not enough to just have faith or to say you have faith, but then you need to also have an expectation. I expect God to do that which he said he will do. I absolutely expect him to do it, right? I absolutely do, because he's not a man that he would lie to us. So we have to stop treating God like he is mortal man, amen? He doesn't lie to us. And so I believe him today. And so do you have faith in God? And if yes, if you say yes, that you have faith in God, does your faith expect God to do what he has promised? You know, our expectation gives us a picture, an idea, a set standard of what we expect God to do based on what he has already promised us. You know, and so, again, I don't know about you, but I expect God to carry out his promises in my life. Amen. I absolutely do. So come on in. We're going to talk about this thing today. My first scripture is Romans 10, 16 through 17. It says, but not all of them welcome the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I ask, did they not hear? Indeed, they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. And so we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that means that you need to be hearing the word of God daily. It's not enough to just show up at Sunday services, right? It's not enough to just show up at midweek services. We have to be in the word daily. You know, you need to have some type of Bible study or devotional that you do every day, you know, and begin to fill your heart and your mind and your spirit with the word of God, which is the truth concerning you, right? And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so what are you hearing today? Whose word are you listening to? Are you listening to the word of God? Are you listening to the word of man, right? What are you listening today? Are you listening to the news? Are you listening to your circumstances? Are you hearing the echoes of your situation? Or are you hearing the truth of the word of God concerning your life? You know, Psalm 119 through 105, it says, the word is a lamp for our feet and a light unto our path. And so the word sheds light unto our path. Where are you trying to go today? Where are you trying to go? Because if you want clear direction, if you want peace, then you must get into the word of God. Amen. So you can have a God kind of peace. The God kind of peace is not like the peace that the world gives you. It's totally different. You can have peace in the midst of any storm when you have a God kind of peace. Amen. And so Proverbs 4:20, and I hope you're actually writing these scriptures down. If you miss some of them, it's okay, because you can always go back and listen to this again. It's important to get the word. Get the word, get it in your spirit, write them down, meditate on these scriptures. Amen. And so Proverbs 4:20, it says, it tells us to give attention to God's word. You know, God wants us to give attention to the word and listen to the voice of the word of God. You know, he wants us to put the word in our hearts. He wants us to get it in our hearts. Right? And it is life to whoever finds it. So if you want to find life today, if you want life in that dead situation, if you want life, then you need to get in the word. Amen. It says that it gives life to whoever finds it. Right? And so the word is the foundation of creation, of truth, of life, and the promise of God. And so God has given us promises. How many of you know that God has given us promises? Yes, he has made promises to us. And so that means we can trust him. We can trust him at his word. We can stand on his word. And so I just want to encourage you today to have faith and expectation in God and his word concerning your life. And so whatever you're going through right now, whatever troubles and struggles you're going through right now, you need to have faith in God, and then you need to have an expectation. So faith comes first, right? So you got to have faith first. And then when you read the word, decide to believe that it is a revelation of truth for you and concerning your situation. And so then now we have faith, but then we have to look at our expectation. Do you really expect what you read when you read the word of God to happen in your life? Do you really expect God to carry those things out? Do you really trust him enough to carry those things out? Because it's not enough to just say, I have faith in God. It's not enough. And so the breakthrough that you're looking for, the breakthrough you need comes by feeding your spirit with faith-filled words that are found in Scripture. You need faith-filled words. There used to be a saying back in the day, garbage in, garbage out. So whatever you allow in, it's going to come out. So you need to get some faith-filled words in your spirit. And those are You can find those words in Scripture. You can find that word in Scripture. Amen? And so as your faith gets stronger, you'll find the answers that you're seeking. You'll find the answers that you need. You need to know that there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing new under the sun. So what does that mean? That means that whatever you're going through right now, God is not surprised by it, and he has not forgotten about you. Because I think sometimes we go through for so long, we seem to think God has forgotten about us. But I'm here today, this morning, this Sunday morning, to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. He absolutely has not forgotten about you. So I want you to hold on to that thought while I go to a commercial break. And when I come back, We're going to dive into this some more, amen. But know that God has not forgotten about you. He is aware of your problems. He's aware of your struggle. He's aware of your heartache, your broken heart. He knows, he knows, he knows. So you have to trust him. You have to have faith, and you have to have expectation. Expect God to do that which he said he will do in your life. Amen? Amen. Here we go.
Hey, Flynn, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services. Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
All right, family, I am back. I am back. That was our commercial break, Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my business that I have with my granddaughter, Layla, so check us out. We support nonprofits that support women in crisis, amen, and some youth-related nonprofits as well, so check us out, okay? So today we are talking about faith and expectation in God. God, first of all, and first and foremost, know that God is your Heavenly Father who absolutely loves you and adores you. He loves you with an unconditional love, amen, and so you can trust him, you can have faith in him, and then you can have expectation. Amen. You can expect him to carry out those things that he said he's going to carry out in your life. Amen. You can trust him. Just say that with me right now. Say, I can trust God. I can trust you. Open your mouth and just declare, I can trust you, God. I can trust you. I have faith in you. I expect you to do that which you said you will do. Why? Because we know that he's not a man, that he would lie to us. Amen. And so it's faith that reaches into the realm of the Spirit, takes hold of the promises of God, and brings forth a tangible, physical fulfillment of those promises. And so it brings spiritual blessings to us. Amen. It brings your breakthrough for whatever you stand, whatever you're standing in need of today. It brings breakthrough for your healing in your body and in your mind. It brings financial breakthrough. You know, if you're having financial troubles, if you're having family troubles, marital troubles, whatever your situation is, faith in God and having that expectation can bring you the breakthrough that you need. And so if you want God's healing, you must receive it by faith. Amen. If you want financial breakthrough or breakthrough in your marriage or with your children or whatever, your business, your ministry, you need to believe God, trust him, believe this, that God's going to carry that thing out, have an expectation, expect him to carry it out by faith. Amen. So whatever you stand in need of, you must get it by faith, patient, amen, faith and expectation. So I just want to encourage you in that today. And so when you believe the word of God, you open the window of your life to give God the opportunity to move in that area, right? And so let God move in your life. Start believing his word today and live by faith and expectation in him, you know. But we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so without faith, you are basically telling God, your Heavenly Father, that, you know, You don't trust him. You're telling the creator of the universe that you do not trust him. And so whatever, whoever, whatever is going on in your life right now, we have to trust God. Amen. So whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11. So we have to believe, first of all, that he exists, right? And so if you say you have faith in God, then I mean, I'm assuming that you believe that he exists, okay? And so whoever would come near to God, Scripture says, must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. And so you need to be seeking God, according to Hebrews 11:6. And then we have to have faith, amen? We have to have faith. And with that faith, we have to have expectation. So that means we expect God to carry out those things that we've been praying for. We expect God to carry out those things that we've been believing him for. Amen. Because we trust him. We trust him. Amen. And so faith is a powerful force, family. Faith is a powerful force. I want you to start receiving by faith and watch God move on your behalf. Scripture says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so don't worry that you don't see it right now, that you don't see it, that you don't feel it right now, because I know some of you right now that's in this, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't see it right now. I've been praying. I've been fasting. I don't see the answers. My answers have not been manifested. I don't see it. I don't feel it. But that's okay. You have to take hold of this thing right now. It does not matter what you see or hear or feel. Grab it now. Take hold of this God kind of faith, amen. We seem to have faith in everything else and in everyone else, but the one who actually can help you in your situation, the one who has the most power, which is God, that is who we should have all put all our faith in. Put all your faith in God. Put your confidence in God and not in man. You know, because man is limited. It's okay to rely on man for some things. And when I say man, I mean mankind, because I believe that God will send certain people in your life to help you out for, help you get through different seasons in your life. But we have to trust God more than we trust man, because man is limited. Man is limited in his thinking. Man is limited in his resources. God has no limits. There are no limits, no boundaries with God. Amen. So we can have faith in him and we can expect him to do that which he said he can do. We can have faith and expectation, right? And so faith first and then expect God to do that which he promised to do. There's some promises that he has made for you, for me, for all of us, for his children. And so it is okay to expect God to fulfill his promises in your life. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with expecting God to carry out those things that he said he would do in your life. That's just saying that you trust him. And God is not a man. I can't say this enough. He's not a man that he would lie to you. I just think so many of us got it twisted. We look at God like, and we treat God like we treat mortal man. We have to stop that, because he's not that. He's not that. He's not that man that hurt you. Amen. He's not that person that hurt you, that let you down. He's not that person. God's not that person. Scripture says he's not a man that he would lie. Amen. And so whatever you stand in need of today, whatever you stand in need of today, I just want you to declare and decree with me right now that whatever that is, if it's healing in your body, that healing is the substance of things hoped for, and that healing is the evidence of things not seen. And so you don't see it yet. You may not see it yet. You may not feel it yet, but you're trusting God. You're having faith in God. You're having an expectation that your healing is happening right now, even though you don't feel it, even though you don't see it, but you have an expectation. You expect God to heal you, amen, right, despite what you see, despite what you feel. Amen, despite what the doctor said. Amen. And so whatever you stand in need of, financial breakthroughs, peace of mind, because some of us just need peace of mind. Amen. Your peace of mind. Amen. That peace is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it yet. You don't feel it yet. But your peace is coming. Amen. But the thing is, when you have faith in God, that means you trust him. You trust him no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. And then we have that expectation that he's going to carry that thing out. And so that means you have to start acting like that thing that you're believing God for. And so if you're believing God for healing in your body, let's just use that as an example, then you need to start acting like you're healed. You need to start talking like you're healed. You need to start believing that you're healed. Amen. And no, I'm not saying be in denial. No, continue to take your medication. Continue to have your checkups at the doctor. But you're going to trust God more. Amen. You're going to trust him more. You're going to trust him to carry out those things that he has said, those things that he has promised you. He's going to carry those things out. He's going to fulfill those promises in your life. Amen. I think many times we see other people being blessed, and we seem to think that it's not for us. No, healing is for you. Blessings are for you. Amen. Absolutely. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you have to stop thinking that way. You have to stop thinking that way, because Scripture tells us that we will have what we say. Because if you think that way, then you'll begin to say those things. And so I want you to change your thoughts. I want you to change your words. Amen. And begin to have faith in God for real. Begin to have an expectation in God for real. Expect him to carry out those things which he said he would do in your life. Amen. And so up to you. It's up to you. Get excited. I want you to get excited about the things of God. I want you to get excited about the word of God. Get excited and get in faith about your situation. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for as proof of things not seen. Right? And so, guess what? If you could see it, then you don't need proof. It's not faith. When you can see it, it's not faith. You don't need faith if you can see it. The faith comes during the times that you can't see it, that you can't feel it. That's the proof that you have faith, because you're trusting God even in that situation. Right? And so now faith. You need some now faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, proof of things not seen. So just remember, every time you have a pain in your body, every time some trouble and struggle comes in your life, just say to yourself, listen, I'm trusting God. I have faith in God. Even though I'm feeling this right now, even though my heart is broken right now, even though I'm going through this right now, I'm trusting God, and I have an expectation. And just remind yourself that when we can see it, it's not faith. You don't need to have faith for things that you already see manifested in your life. No. And I want to give you a couple of more scriptures. Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope." For who hopes for that which he sees? I'm going to read that again. Romans 8:24. It says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for that which he sees?" And so if you see it, you don't need to hope for it. If you see it, you don't need to pray for it. If you see it, you don't need to have faith in it, because you already see it. You already have it, right? And so 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, while we look not at the things which are seen, I'm going to read that again, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So stop being so focused on the fact that you don't see it yet. Stop being so focused on the fact that you don't feel it yet. Now faith. Now faith. Faith is a powerful force. Start receiving whatever it is you need. Start receiving it by faith and watch God move on your behalf. And then add some expectation onto that faith. That means that you're going to expect God to carry out those things that you've been praying for, those things that you've been believing Him for, those things that you've been fasting for. You're going to have some expectation. You're going to expect God to do that which He said He would do. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that this has blessed you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to let you go. But I am going to pray. But I want you to trust God today. I want you to trust Him. I want you to believe, and I want you to receive God's promises for your life. They are for you. God is no respecter of persons. If He blesses someone else, He will bless you too. Amen. So let's pray. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for your love, for your care, Lord God. We thank you that we have faith, that we can have faith in you and trust you, Lord God. We thank you that not only can we have faith in you, Lord God, but we can expect you to carry out those promises that you have made to us, Lord God. And so we're giving you our faith today, Lord God. We're walking by faith and not by sight, Lord God. We're trusting you no matter what we're going through, Lord God. We're trusting you no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, Lord God, no matter what it sounds like, Lord God. We are trusting you today by faith. We're taking you at your word, Lord God, and we're expecting you, Lord God. We're attaching expectation to that thing, Lord God. We're expecting you to carry out those promises that you have already made to us, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you, that we can have faith in you. Faith, Lord God. Faith, Lord God. Help us to have faith, Lord God. You said that we only need a little bit. We only need a little bit. Lord God, you know, you said that, you know, we just need faith the size of a mustard seed, Lord God. That's what you said. You said, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our hearts, Lord God. We can have what we say, Lord God. And so we trust you today, Lord God. We trust you to move these mountains in our lives, Lord God. We trust you that we only need a little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, Lord God. We just need a little bit. We trust you, Lord. We believe and we receive everything that you have promised us today. We believe you for healing today, Lord God, healing in our minds, healing in our bodies, Lord God. We believe you and breakthrough in our finances, Lord God. Hallelujah. We believe you in a restoration in our marriages and relationships within our family, Lord God. And we believe you with our children, Lord God, that we might be struggling with situations going on with our children, Lord God. We believe you, Lord God. We believe your promises, Lord God. We are taking you at your word, Lord God. And we're trusting you because you said that you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we are trusting you today, Lord God. And finally, Lord, I speak a 3 John blessing. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We trust you, God. We trust you. Just say that with me right now. Say, I trust you, God. Say, I trust you, God. Just declare that with me right now. Say, I trust you, God. Say, I believe and I receive. Say, I have faith in you, Lord God. I have an expectation attached to that faith, Lord God. I expect you to do that which you said that you would do. Amen. And then now you go to the Bible. You go to the Word. and you begin to read scripture pertaining to whatever your issues are. If you're having health issues, then you start reading scriptures about healing. And then you begin to tell God, listen, I'm trusting you, because according to this scripture here, you said, by your stripes, Jesus, I am healed, or whatever your situation is. And then you have that expectation that he's going to carry out those things that you've been praying for. Amen. Amen. So faith and expectation. We're going to have faith today and expectation. We're going to have faith and expect God to do that which he said he would do. Family, I love you so much. Hallelujah. I love you so much. We love you so much, God, and I love my Tears to Breakthrough family. Hallelujah. And I just pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week this week. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group. We do have a couple of men in there, and that's okay, but mainly it's for ladies. So join us and be blessed and encouraged and inspired every day. Amen. God bless you. I will see you next time. You know how I like to go out with my man Howard Hewitt. So here we go. God bless. Have a great day.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.